has not been solved, but on the contrary, they seem to indicate that it is becoming increasingly intractable. In recent years, over other very serious conflicts, in particular the Syrian tragedy, have added to the complexity of the problems in the region. The Holy See has always favored the two-state solution. Pope Benedict reaffirmed these principles during his 2009 visit of the Holy Land when he said, "Let it be universally recognized that the State of Israel has the right to exist and to enjoy peace and security within internationally agreed borders. Let it be likewise acknowledged that the Palestinian people have a right to a sovereign, independent homeland, to live with dignity and to travel freely. Let the two-state solution become a reality, not remain a dream." Pope Francis reiterated the same principle in Bethlehem in 2014 when he affirmed, "The time has come to everyone to find the courage and be generous and creative in the service of the common good, the courage to forge a peace which rests on the acknowledgement by all of the right of two states to exist and to live in peace and security within internationally recognized borders. The time is long overdue to put an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which has become increasingly unacceptable." Mr. Chair, the Holy See believes that the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians can move forward only if it's directly negotiated by the parties with the strong support of the international community as this international conference is meant to catalyze. The Holy See believes that the whole peace process does not depend solely on formal negotiation, no matter how indispensable they are. Peace cannot be achieved if healing and reconciliation, mutual recognition and respect at the personal and communitarian levels, do not accompany political solutions. For this reason, my delegation is pleased that this conference is going to consider the role of civil society and track to diplomacy in taking stock of the next steps in the peace process. Mr. Chair, the Middle East should be a fertile ground for civil society and track to diplomacy, including faith-based informal diplomacy. As a cradle of great civilization and birthplace of the three main monotheistic religions of Judaism, Christianity and Islam, the Middle East is fit to foster the involvement of civil society and track to diplomacy in peacemaking and peace building. Religions and believers, in particular, must prove themselves worthy of their rightful place in the whole process of pacification in the region. They must put an end to mutual hatred that is lending credence to a clash of civilizations. My delegation believes that the more religion is manipulated to justify acts of terror and violence, the more religious leaders must be engaged in the overall effort to defeat the violence that attempts to hijack it. Spurious religious favor must be countered by authentic religious instruction and by the example of authentic communities of faith. In this regard, the Holy See reiterates its appeal to all religious leaders to denounce and reject every spurious form and perversion of religion, to foment violence, and to hold on the conviction that peace is not only possible and desirable, but it is our common call and duty. Thank you, Mr. President.